pharmacy in the U.S., and you can see that almost at every level, we're definitely lower than our peer group. And the reason for this, I'm certain, is that we've only had a salary package for one out of the past 3 years. But clearly, for a college such as ours that tries to be as competitive as we can nationally, it's concerning to me. The last two slides will look at our resources. What this pie graph does is look at our income as a college. And you can see that our total revenue as a college is about $100 million. The blue slice is the largest one. And you can see that, so it's about $57 million or thereabouts, labeled sales and service. That's the revenue for our outpatient pharmacies inside the college. Now, I showed this slide to a group of faculty the other day, and they thought this was our, this was our margin. This is how much we made. Oh, the dean has $60 million. No, this is just revenue. The expenses are about the same as revenue, and of course, the great lion's share of the revenue is the cost of drugs. We buy drugs, and then we dispense drugs and get reimbursed for them. Two other parts of this slide I'll draw your attention to, and that's the yellow slice. You can see our state allocation is only 3.65% of our total budget. And that the relative size of that slice compared to the red slice, in which tuition has now become about 13.4% of our revenue and exceeding GRF considerably. And then if you plot those revenue streams against our peer group, and that's what this slide does. We're in the red again, and because the data tends to be not normally distributed, we plotted the peer group median in green and the mean in blue. And now you'll see a couple things from this. One is how much more we rely on the money that comes from our outpatient pharmacies, and we tend to be more reliant upon tuition than our peer group, and we tend to be less reliant upon state allocation. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. I hope I was relatively timely. I know there's a schedule problem. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
That was excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I ask a couple of questions? You identified the ratio between men and women repeatedly. And is that an issue?
Well, like most of the health, I think definitely medicine and a lot of the other health science professions, there has been a shift in the past several decades to more of a much higher percentage of females. And pharmacy is sort of the poster child from that. Whereas when I was a student, it might be 5/6 of the class were men, and now throughout the country, including our college, is about 2/3. We sort of mirror the country, and 2/3 of the student body is female. I don't think it's an issue. It just is what it is.
I don't know exactly how to form this question, but there was the cost of the tuition, and then there was a chart that showed the average starting salary. And it looked like, for many people, the average starting salary was over $100,000,
yes,
or right around that.
That's correct.
That's sort of extraordinary to me. That seems like the best deal around.
Well,
is there a metric that compares tuition to average starting salary?
I mean, we don't have benchmark data on this, but we do know our students' debt load. And our students' debt load, when they graduate, now remember, the lion's share of our students have gone to college for 8 years. So that includes 4 years undergraduate and 4 years of pharmacy school. Their average debt load is about $120,000 a year. But I don't have, the only benchmark I have actually is internal. So the College of Dentistry, for example, I think has a greater debt load, considerably greater debt load than pharmacy students. So if people look at, there is data in which you look at sort of starting salary versus debt load. And I think pharmacy comes out not bad on that, even despite our need to increase tuition rather dramatically in the past several years. So I don't know if that answered your question.